Acre Hudson Catskill.
Do you have a happening you want to share with WGXC's listeners? Use WGXC's community calendar to share your event. The calendar can be found at wgxc.org/events. Just use the green Add an Event button at the top of the page. Listings from the community calendar are read on air throughout the day by WGXC's hosts. Let us help you get the word out about your event.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Fence, a biannual literary magazine and small press publisher of culturally and aesthetically diverse poetry and prose. Housed at the University of Albany, Fence is edited locally, distributed nationally, and available on bookstore shelves and on the web at fenceportal.org.
Welcome to Roots Runners Rhizomes, Health and Healing from the Underground. I'm Sarah Faulkner.
And I'm Lauren Jane Brony.
This show is dedicated to exploring healing and wellness from a liberatory perspective, critiquing top-down systems and institutions.
Instead, we look up and around from below and alongside the way roots and rhizomes grow.
Our show has not been evaluated by the FDA or any official licensing body, and our intention is not to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease on air.
By providing discussion, critique, and information from a variety of viewpoints, we hope you'll feel more empowered, informed, and resourced as you explore your own options for self-care and working with different practitioners.
So welcome to the show, everyone. Today we're here with members of the Columbia County chapter of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Joining me in the studio today, Betsy Cashin, registered dietitian nutritionist with a variety of experience in public health, pediatrics, cooking, and farming. Lilia Angelo, did I say that right?
Yes.
She has a lot of experience, wide-ranging literature, body work, and she currently lives in Hawthorne Valley and is currently studying NVC. Oh, another thing to talk about. And also joining us here is Erica Lorion, a New York State licensed nutritionist and in practice here right in Hudson.
Welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So let's just say a few words about what the Weston A. Price Foundation is. The foundation itself is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. It supports a number of movements that contribute to this objective, including accurate nutrition instruction, organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, prepared parenting, and nurturing therapies. Specific goals include establishment of universal access to clean, certified raw milk, and a ban on the use of soy formula for infants. And the Columbia County chapter of Weston A. Price Foundation is next meeting here in Hudson, Sunday, March 24th, 3 to 5 p.m. We'll say this again during the show, and you can find all the details on their blog at www.wpricecolumbiacounty.wordpress.com. And as always, we'll be posting that on Rootrunners Rhizomes Facebook page in the next 24 hours, so you can find that link there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming.
Do you guys want to tell us a little bit about what your local chapter focuses on?
Yes, I'd love to. This is Betsy. Our local chapter was started 2 years ago by a group of us who wanted to help each other learn more about nourishing foods for our families and also to share information with the larger community about where to find nutrient-dense local foods. So our chapter meets once every 2 months. We've met at different locations. We've met at homes. We've done farm visits. We generally enjoy really good food when we meet. We've had food tastings and food demonstrations, and generally people leave feeling more informed and inspired about ways to find really great local foods and ways to prepare them in the best ways.
Great.
So we wanted to ask each one of you how you got involved with the Weston A. Price Foundation. Betsy, why don't you start since you were just speaking? Can you tell us?
Yes, the Weston Price Foundation nationally was started by a woman named Sally Fallon. And I first heard Sally Fallon speak about 15 years ago. She was speaking at a biodynamic farmers conference in West Virginia. And I was just very much impressed with her information and with her passion to share the information and to share Dr. Weston Price's research, which was done in the 1920s, because it's very relevant for today, for health issues and for the food issues. And so I went away from that with a renewed interest to read the Weston Price classic nutrition book called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, which details Weston Price's research. And I was also very much swayed by Sally Fallon's presentation about the issues with soy foods in the diet, with modern soy foods. And so that really changed my thinking, because I had been a vegetarian for many years and had thought of soy foods as a healthy food. Mm. And then to learn about all of the anti-nutrients in soy foods, and of course they're used as, you know, soy infant formulas, mm-hmm. and the modern soy foods.
Sure.
So that was a real wake-up call for me.
And Betsy, were you already working as a registered dietitian and nutritionist at that point?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. So I was trained conventionally, and I've mm-hmm. continued for the last 25 years to learn as I grow.
Excellent. Erica, can you tell us a little bit about how you got into the Weston Price Foundation's work?
Well, myself, I met Betsy through the Camp Hill community. They introduced me to her, and the Camp Hill Village is a biodynamic local community that hosts adults with disabilities. And she introduced me to the Weston Price, and I felt that it fitted, you know, really the way I approach nutrition myself. I grew up in Canada and Europe, and my mother, who is Swiss, taught us to eat traditional food, and we did a lot of foraging and going into the wood and picking up mushrooms and picking up fiddleheads and such. And we also always made sauerkraut at home. So when I met Betsy and she told me about the Weston Price, I thought it was really nice to get involved with the group and share what they knew and really, go back into the traditional approach to nutrition.
Great. Lilia, can you tell us a little bit about your involvement?
Yes, Lilia Angelo. I met Weston Price Foundation through living in Hutton Valley community. And according to Mr. Henry Barnes, gentleman who was responsible for developing Hutton Valley community, he said, quote, "I don't have to travel anywhere. The whole world comes here." So are the ideas. So it was the lady who was ordering the books in Hutter Valley store that we were talking to Erica yesterday, and it looks like that's the closest whole food, organic health food stores to the Hudson community. It was in the Hutton Valley Farm Store where, for me, was the center where everything was happening, where I met with that idea. So, and I would like to say that for myself, I'm coming from northeast part of Poland, the area that considered to have the oldest European villages. So traditional ancestor food was the way of living. For example, the grocery stores had a big wooden barrels with sauerkraut and pickles. The butcher had whole carcasses hanging. You know, I grew up on homemade sausages and local food only. So finding this food, the taste of the food, I have to roll my story back. I find the Hawthorne Valley through belonging to CSA in Spring Valley. And then I was so curious where it was delicious, familiar food coming from. Then we find Hawthorne Valley. Then my husband become Hawthorne Valley store manager. So with the whole family is very involved in the food. I raised my son, who is now 17, with the Weston Price diet. He has no cavities, has been very healthy, and he has fantastic athletic stamina. The only time he needed to see a doctor is to obtain the required physical for public school and sport teams. His doctor jokingly said he would be out of business if his patients would be like my son.
And that's very telling. Maybe now we could get each of you to speak a little bit. You could talk about maybe some of the things that you covered in your last meeting, but why exactly would folks, your son's story and the doctor's statement are extremely illustrative. So what are some things that Weston Price found in his research, and what are some things that you have found that people eating and living in this way, what are the benefits, tangible benefits? If you could speak a little bit about some of these things that in the last meeting you covered, you talked about maybe why we don't want to eat certain kinds of oils or refined carbohydrates, and why instead we want to include lacto-fermented vegetables, raw cheeses, wheat-free bread. What are some of the benefits of some of these foods, and what are some of the dangers of some of the other foods that many people eat commonly in the United States these days? Betsy, do you want to start?
Sure. Well, in thinking about it, I realized that, you know, there's such a, it's pretty common now that people are aware about looking for grass-fed or pasture-raised animals mm-hmm. for their animal products. And that is something, for instance, that in Dr. Price's research, in looking at traditional people in the 1920s, prior to there being a commercial food supply or industrial food supply, that this is what the people had. They had their own small farms. They had that kind of quality food. Another thing that Dr. Price found that was common among all the different people around the globe that he studied that impacted their health was that they valued the fats from the animal products, understanding that was the source of the fat-soluble vitamins that were so important, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin K, that were so important for being able to utilize the minerals that were in the food. And so without the proper amount of fat, the proper fats in the diet, they were not going to be well nourished. They understood that. Mm. And so I think the Weston Price message, if you like, mm-hmm. you know, about fats, you know, quality fats are a good part of our diets, considering how the animal was raised. And for me, as a nutritionist, that message is, it validates my feelings anyway about why I have never been felt that the low-fat diet right. message that was the message through a lot of the mainstream nutritional work was valid. And in fact, you know, there's many, many studies that, and the trend is now changing relative mm-hmm. to the understanding about fats, the role of fats, the role of good quality fats. So I think it's the Weston Price, you asked why, you know, how this is relevant, and the message through the Weston Price work is valuing these types of foods, which unfortunately mm-hmm. many people have come to feel, oh, they're not healthy.
Right. And undoing some of those stigmas yes. that have been placed upon
yes.
other foods, like you're saying, because the low fat is such a craze,
yes.
you know, and actually that might not be what you're saying is actually right. not of benefit to us. So it's right. interesting. It's both the relearning and the undoing
yes.
of
yes.
these messages. Great.
Yes.
And actually one of the title of the book of Sally Fallon is Lose Weight what's the name of this?
Eat fat, lose fat.
It's eat fat, lose fat. Mm-hmm. So it's contrary to what we think.
Lilia, I understand you have met Sally Fallon in person, is that correct?
I did. I have a big privilege, myself and my husband, to meet her and Sally's Fallon husband on an invitation of Chris Reed and...
Jean Giblet.
Jean Giblet, names are not...
Oh, great.
Yes, and we met at Local 111 in Philmont, run by Josephine Proud. Mm-hmm. Who is fantastic mm-hmm. chef using mm-hmm. a lot of local organic produce. And my son, back then 14, you know, he wasn't invited to dinner, so I was just really nervous about meeting her because she was a sort of, you know, big person in our family. So, you know, I'm dressing up and I'm ready to go with my husband. I'm thinking there would be like 25 people there. And my son refused to stay home. I couldn't do anything to keep him out. He put the little bow tie and at the door in a car. I mean, I didn't want to make a scene, so we all went there. And back then, he was using the Nourishing Tradition book to make himself little drinks like raw biodynamic milk with the yolks, with the molasses and vanillas and, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. And he happened to sit next to him. And next to Sally Fallon, and, you know, it was wonderful meeting her. I mean, it's just incredible, healthy, spacious. I mean, I'm very touched by her personality.
Oh, Erica, I'm wondering if you could speak a bit to a question I'm sure some of our listeners have, and that is something that certainly some of my clients share with me is they say, well, I'd like to eat better, but I can't afford to. Or sometimes we see premium prices on these whole foods that have been raised ethically and biodynamically. But there are many ways that this way of eating can be accessible. And I know in particular, you teach people how to cook and show particularly things like lacto-fermented foods are easy to make. Can you speak a little bit about some of that for us today?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the trend now is looking more and more about the flora, the gastrointestinal flora that has a lot to do with the health of the society. And I think, you know, with the use of antibiotics and antibacterial soap and our fear of bacteria, that we've kind of let down a lot of the natural flora that is in our intestines. And lacto-fermentation is actually very easy to do at home and very cheap. And, you know, to buy probiotic in a health food store can be very expensive. So mm-hmm. I often teach my clients how to do lacto-fermentation. It's actually a really pleasant activity to do, and... it's, you know, you can be very creative with it.
Can you describe, say, some of the foods that you've made recently and what spices and things you
put in? Oh, my goodness.
Them?
We sampled some at Erica's house yesterday.
Oh,
so can
so
I just
good.
Say that's one of the fringe benefits of being involved in the Western Price Group and the planning group is because we really enjoy each other's foods. Mm. And there's always really amazing food to sample. And so at Erica's yesterday, she had made some fruit chutneys that were fermented and with the addition of whey, and then some other more traditional, like a sauerkraut kind of product, mm. and many, many different variations. And in fact, if I can just say, the topic for the March meeting is going to be lacto-fermented foods that you can prepare at home.
That's great. So will folks who attend the meeting sort of, if they don't know how to do this, will they come away from this meeting with an idea how to do that?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's very simple. And the whole process is that pretty much any living cells or living things in the world have bacteria on them. And fruits and vegetables have lactobacillus. And when you put them in the right environment, they will multiply. And they also... the bacteria will use the starch and the sugar from the fruits and the vegetable and create lactic acid. And that will preserve the food, but also improve the digestibility of the food, increase the enzyme in the food, and the availability of the vitamins and the minerals, and also will promote healthy flora. So it's a very easy process. You only need the fruits or the vegetable, and either whey or salt, and some water, really.
Wow. So again, that next meeting is March 24th. It'll be from 3 to 5 p.m. You can find out the location at wpricecolumbiacounty.wordpress.com. And if folks don't have internet access but would like to find out more and get the address to the meeting, you could call Betsy at 851-5101.
And is this meeting open to anyone who wishes to attend?
Yes, it's open to
to the public.
And
great.
It's 3 to 5 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a Sunday. Great.
And can I just say, it came off on Saturday, this past Saturday. We had our gathering for January, and it was, again, a two-hour program, in a way, open to the public. It was held at Hawthorne Valley School, their teaching kitchen, which is, of course, really lends itself to doing hands-on food things. And it was a food demonstration, and we covered making of bone broth, which is, again, is a very mineral, gelatin-rich food you can make from scratch, you know, from your leftover carcass, from your the meat that you might have cooked up. We also demonstrated how to make whey from yogurt, and then how you might use whey to enhance other foods that you would make at home, and also the proper preparation of grains, nuts, and seeds, which involve ideally soaking them prior to using them so that they become more digestible.
Excellent.
Can you explain that just a little bit more for folks out there who might be interested?
Yes. So there are things, especially in whole grains. Now, whole grains are great. However, there are some components of the whole grains called phytic acid or phytates, which can actually bind up the minerals that are in the grain. So through the process of soaking at, you know, room temperature in water overnight or 7 hours in the morning or till the afternoon, you can, with the addition of a little bit of acid ingredient such as lemon juice, apple cider vinegar, or whey, those are all acidic. And the acidic soaking water with the grains helps to neutralize the phytic acid. So, and then you know, drain that off and cook it up as you would normally, and makes the minerals in the grain more available.
Great.
So with
Thank
the nuts and seeds, it's a slightly different reason that you're doing it for, more the enzyme inhibitors. And so again, the soaking of it helps to make the nutrition in the nuts and seeds more available, and it feels better in your stomach. You know, if you're going to be eating a lot of nuts and seeds, it is a good idea to soak them.
Have you experienced with your clients anyone who previously felt they had a food intolerance now able to digest foods they had a problem with before because of the soaking process? Is that something that's common? Because, you know, now so many people are realizing there are connections between different grains and certainly gluten, and that's a whole other topic that deserves its own attention. But just in general, have you found that the soaking increases digestibility for folks?
Yeah, and I think, you know, as people get more in touch with how they feel after eating, then, you know, when foods are what I would call properly prepared, I just think there's in general a better, you know, a feeling of well-being and not, you know, gastric distress or gas or bloating or a heavy feeling in your stomach or that kind of thing. Yes.
Can any of you speak a little bit also about maybe some clients you've worked with? We've heard from Lilia, her son, not needing a doctor at all, but perhaps you've worked with clients in different phases of disease or lack of wellness. Can you speak a little bit about some journeys folks have made through beginning to eat like this, things they've healed from successfully?
Well, one of my clients has really trouble with cancer in her intestines. Mm-hmm. And she has taken a lot of classes with me and really got into lacto-fermenting. And she actually stopped doing chemo few months ago and is doing really well. So not putting all the benefit from the lactofermentation, but I think that it definitely improved her digestibility and her flora.
At the meeting on Saturday, there was a woman there from a retired home ec teacher who told a story about when she was a toddler at home and she had been quite ill with diarrhea for 3 weeks. Mm. And the mom, the doctor, you know, didn't know how they could intervene, what to do to help. And as a two-year-old, she was sitting by the cellar door and she had helped her mother make sauerkraut because that was their tradition in their home. And she somehow indicated to her mom, like, can I have some kraut? Oh. And the mom said, mom called the doctor. The doctor said, well, can't do any harm. And she said, it saved her life.
Wow.
Wow.
She had her first, like, normal, you know, bowels after that.
Wow.
And because of that, she was at that meeting on Saturday.
Oh.
So that was quite a story.
What a story, yeah.
I just want to say about last Saturday meeting, I'm hearing from my husband this search of how to find out the price of quart of bone broth. There is nowhere here that makes it. So
for sale.
He owns a local organic distributing company, so he want to find out. Well, so he asked the group. Nobody knew it. Before the meeting was over, one of the women participating texted to her girlfriend in California. Price came back. It was $16 per quart. So, you know, we have the information.
Wow. And here you can, that's, again, another money-saving practice, very nutritious food you can make yourself. It's very easy, economical, and also for those of us who are very concerned about animal welfare, it's using all of the animal with respect to this living being. So that's a wonderful thing, too. Bone broth, very important.
And can I just say one of the main things about having a local chapter and the whole impulse of the Weston Price Foundation is to let people know about local food sources.
Sure.
So that's one thing that we take seriously with our local chapter, and through the blog we list those resources that we know about where you can get this kind of nutrient dense food.
So that's we invite great. The producers, they bring the food, we taste the good food. So please do come.
And this is really exciting because, you know, with the Hudson Farmers Market and in this area that is so farm rich and there's so much agriculture happening around here, it's really exciting then to know that there is a group locally who then also focuses on taking the bounty of what's available in our area and utilizing it, learning how to cook, learning the benefits of that. You know, there's so many people at the farmers market who are starting to experiment with different vegetables and different meats, and I overhear them saying, you know, I'm not exactly sure how to cook this, and you know, you have farmers talking with consumers about how to do that, and this is just another avenue to learn how to utilize all these great foods we have available to us in the Hudson Valley. So
let's maybe take a few minutes if there's any resources for folks, especially if folks are unable to make your meeting, which sounds like a great opportunity. Again, that meeting is Sunday, March 24th, 3 to 5 p.m. And folks interested in that and the organization in general can go to wpricecolumbiacounty.wordpress.com. This cookbook, Nourishing Traditions, by Sally Fallon, and the subtitle is The Cookbook That Challenges Politically Correct Nutrition and the Diet Dictocrats.
And then it comes with a CD.
Oh, it comes. Oh, mine didn't come with a CD. I have an old copy. It didn't have a CD. Mm. Anyway, fantastic cookbook that really has very lots of great, easy to follow recipes, including for these lacto fermented foods that many of us were not raised making but can learn to make.
Comes every quarter.
And this is Wise Traditions. Is this the journal of the Weston Price Foundation?
Yes.
And where can folks find this?
It can Hutton Valley Farm Store, and also when they become member of the Weston Price Foundation.
Oh, okay. So there's a. Is there, you can join as a member for the Weston Price.
For $40, one will support extremely important organization and receive four of those issues that cost $12 each.
Okay, super. Thank you.
And just going to say on the Weston Price website, westonaprice.org, I believe, they archive so many of the articles that have been in the previous journals. So even if you're not a member, you can access the really amazing scientific articles that have been published in the Wise Traditions
Journal. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And thank you for having us.
We'll see everyone else third Monday of the month, February 18th at 3 p.m. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Gloria DeBerg from Minneapolis, and you are listening to WGXC.